I forgot I was supposed to do that.
Oh, I know. That's a secret with you guys.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the regular meeting of the Oregon Board of Education. We'll stand for the Pledge of Allegiance and a moment of silence. The moment of silence this evening is for Duncan Main, who was a custodian here for Oregon, Mary Kay Carrick, who was a Title I teacher at both Jerusalem and Coy, and Lydia Padani, who was the head cook here at Coy, I think when I went to school.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Can we have the roll call, please, Mrs. Fruth?
Yes, Mrs. Heather Miller?
Here.
Mrs. Molnar?
Yes.
And Mr. Zavisky?
Here.
I need a motion to adopt the agenda as written, please.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call?
Mrs. Miller?
Yes.
Mr. Zavisky?
Yes.
Mrs. Molnar?
Yes. Item 5, we have the Clay High School and Fassett Junior High School student government reports. Would you please come up front, ladies?
Yeah. Invite Katie and Marissa up.
Good evening. My name is Katie Clark. I'm an eighth grader, and this is my second year at Fassett Junior High student council member.
My name is Marissa Zavisky, and I'm a 7th grade student council member. We are both excited to have this opportunity to share information on what we have participated in since last November. Student Council has been involved in many different activities and events in the past few months. We have done 6th grade visitation tours, toy drive, penny wars, Christmas craft shows, selling Valentines, and we've begun planning our Say Something Week. We've collected $377.78 from penny wars, and we brought in a lot of toys from the toy drive, and they went to the Oregon Food Basket. We also collected enough cans at the Christmas toy drive to fill up the back of a pickup truck.
Our annual Say Something Week is being planned for next week, February 25th through March 1st. We hold this event in honor of the Sandy Hook shooting. It is to promote kids to feel safe and wanted. We have a different activity planned each week of the day. For example, Monday is No One Sits Alone at Lunch, and Thursday is Wear Green. After Say Something Week, we'll be having our blood drive next Wednesday. All the blood will be going to the Red Cross, and it's not too late to sign up. Student Council has also volunteered at Fassett's craft shows. The next one will be April 6th. Thank you for allowing us to report on the activities our Student Council has been participating in, and we look forward to reporting to you a few additional times this year.
Thank you, ladies. Nicely done. Appreciate it. I understand your wrestling team did very well, and you have like 8 people who are going to go to state.
Yes.
Very nice. Wow. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. Thank you, girls.
Thank you.
Good job.
Next item is staff and community recognition.
That's me.
Mr. Gregory.
Very special. We got to get the Facebook up and running here. Got people around the country watching, I hope. We hope. Who couldn't make it tonight. So we good? Awesome. Well, thank you, everybody, for coming out. We have 2 very special presentations to give out tonight. One is for one of our employees who is retiring this month, who is someone that I got to know 17 years ago when I started here as special ed director, and then kept interacting with Nancy, kept getting to know Nancy, kept hearing jokes from Nancy, kept hearing all kinds of enthusiasm from Nancy for 17 years. If you don't know Nancy Pevitz, Nancy Pevitz is a science teacher at Fassett. She's been teaching for close to 25 years. And Nancy is somebody that every single kid, I believe, that's probably had her, and she'll probably say, no, there's some that don't, but she is one of those teachers that is just magical. You come to class and things are going to happen. There's going to be excitement. There's going to be things involved. There's going to be experiments. There's going to be yelling and screaming and then quiet, and there's going to be movement, and there's going to be all these things that we want all our staff to do and be a part of. And Nancy has touched probably as many lives as any teacher could possibly touch in a positive way. And she's retiring, so on behalf of the Oregon City School Board and myself and everybody here who's been involved, Nancy, please come forward. We'd like to thank you for all your years that you have given to us. Certainly wish you well moving forward with all those years you're going to give to your family, to your husband, and to folks that your kids. And thank you for everything.
Thank
and I want to
you.
Give you a big hug for everything
thank
you've done.
Kind words.
Well, I meant every one of them. Here's your certificate, and
thank
please
you.
Feel free to
Oh, but I'm so shy.
Yes, yes. I've been waiting for this for a while.
You know, everybody who retires always says what an honor and a privilege it was to be able to teach your children, and it was. But mostly it was fun. Oh my goodness, it was like having 160 nieces and nephews to hang out with every day. And we had so much fun, and they laughed at me, and I laughed at them, and then we laughed together. I really enjoyed it. And then all of a sudden, when it became August, kids would come in and say, Miss Pevitz, my dad said you had him. Or Miss Pevitz, do you remember my Uncle Ross? He really liked you. And I go into Walmart or Kroger, and people come up to me and say, Miss Pevitz, remember me? Miss Pevitz, or that Miss Pevitz, Mom, look, that's Miss Pevitz. That has been the greatest joy, is being a part of this community. Oh, Katie, don't smile like that. You're going to make me cry. And just having so much fun, just being around you and your kids. I've had Mr. Pfefferly's kids. I've had Mr. Zavisky's daughter. I've had Mrs. Miller's daughter. I mean, everybody here, I just feel like so much a part of the community, and I want to thank you all. So as my brothers said, I have to say this because my brothers are corny. That's one small step from Oregon schools, one giant leap for grandmotherhood, because I'm about to become a grandmother.
Stay here. We're going to get a picture. So let's come on over here. Come on over. We'll get you the cameras. Let's run the big thing, and then we'll get you this. So.
Awesome. Thank you.
Congratulations. Thank you so much for being here. And who's with you, Nancy? Who's with you? Yep. Mike. Thank you, Nancy, for everything. We wish you the best. We have a very special guest here with us tonight. It's one of those rare occasions where we get to do something that's unique and special. That is an award, a diploma to a veteran that was not able to get his diploma because he was in the military. And I would like to invite up Gary Sonkrant to come forward, and then I'll say a couple of words about him. I will tell you, I made a phone call earlier this afternoon and spoke with Gary and Irene, his wife, just briefly, and a few minutes before this. And I'll tell you what, getting to know two people in about 5 or 10 minutes, if there's a way to get to know somebody that quickly, it happened. And you talk about a gentle giant, someone that is just humble, just in that short amount of time. Gary was a staff sergeant in the Marines. Gary served from 1963 to 1974, and he served 3 terms in Vietnam. That is unbelievable. He would have graduated with a senior class in 1964, but was in the military somewhere around December, I believe, of that year, and never did graduate from Clay. But he did attend Jerusalem and was here at Clay his freshman, sophomore, and junior years until he joined the military. Obviously, his wife, Irene, is here with him, and he's had a longstanding career with Chrysler, and so did his wife. And so tonight, on behalf of the Board of Education, Clay High School, and everyone in our community, we would like to thank you, Gary, for your service and everything you've done, and award you this Clay High School diploma. So let's give Gary a round of applause. So Gary, I don't know when the last time you were back here at Clay High School. When was the last time maybe you were back in this area or in this school?
My two sons, the youngest two graduated from Clay.
Okay.
My grandson graduated.
Fantastic.
From Clay. I don't know what year.
Yeah.
but my whole family, you know, we lived in Roosman Township in Oregon, so.
Fantastic.
It's been a while, but.
Well, we welcome you back, and we'd like to invite Mr. Jersky, the principal, up, and we'd like to get a couple of pictures, if that's okay with you and your diploma, and then we will get those out to you. Oh, yep, and Mr. Zavitsky here.
Congratulations. Thank you very much, sir.
Very honored.
Thank you, ma'am.
We'll get a whole group shot. This will be awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
All right, come on in, Mr. Jersky. Let's get a group shot with Gary and wish him the best. Is this a good angle? Gary, again, congratulations. If there's anything we can do for you, you just let us know. You know how to reach us.
I've received a lot of awards over the years from Marine Corps and worked with different units and for AMC and Chrysler and Daimler Chrysler, but this is more important than anything I ever received in the past. Thank you very much.
We're proud of you. We're very proud of you.
So much.
Okay, public participation at board meetings. I don't have any cards. Is there anyone who wishes to speak? Thank you.
And feel free, kids, to go.
Yes.
You don't have to stay for the business meeting. Gary, Irene, thank you very much. Nancy, Mike, thank you. Congratulations to all of you.
And no executive session? So, treasurer's report.
Yes, briefly, I wanted to make sure everybody saw the appropriation measure change that I put in front of you, and I'm talking about the side with only the green on it. The adjustments are simply to the 500 funds, the federal funds. There were some money given, some money taken away through the process, and that is the only adjustment at this time to the appropriation measure based on monies in the federal grants. So unless there are questions, everything else was sent to you previously. There's nothing really earth-shattering going on right now. That's all I have for you tonight.
Motion to approve the treasurer's report.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call?
Mrs. Miller?
Yes.
Mr. Zavisky?
Yes.
Mrs. Molnar?
Yes.
Is Tammy?
No. I'm sorry.
No leadership update this evening. We have a consent agenda items. Are there any items the members of the board wish to pull from the regular meeting agenda?
The only one is that
Caitlin,
paraprofessional.
Caitlin Sitowski.
Yep.
5B1.
Will be pulled.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Anything further? Okay. Motion?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call?
Mrs. Miller?
Yes.
Mr. Zavisky?
Yes.
And Mrs. Molnar?
Yes. Under new business, we have the College Credit Plus Agreement. We need a motion to approve the following College Credit Plus Agreement for the 2019-20 school year with the University of Toledo. Copy of the agreement was distributed to the board. May I have a motion, please?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mrs. Miller?
Yes.
Mr. Zavisky?
Yes.
Mrs. Molnar?
Yes. Item B, athletic trips. We need a motion to approve the following high school athletic trips. Wrestling June 15th through the 25th in Orlando. Wrestling July 11th through the 17th to Central Michigan. Girls soccer to the Strongsville tournament July 19 and 21. Boys soccer to the Strongsville tournament July 26th through the 28th. You have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mrs. Miller?
Yes.
Mr. Zavisky?
Yes.
Mrs. Molnar?
Yes. Item C, donations. We need a motion to accept the following donations. Larry and Leon Kessling donated $650, $50 for each fifth grade teacher to enhance the education of fifth grade students at Eisenhower Intermediate School. And item two, Bay Area Credit Union donated $1,458 to the Clay Cares Closet. Thank you letters have been sent. May I have a motion, please?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mrs. Miller?
Yes.
Mr. Zavisky?
Yes.
Mrs. Molnar?
Yes. Item D, buses for GOBA. We need a motion to approve use of City of Oregon school buses for GOBA on June 20th and 21st.
So moved.
Second. Quick question. Do you need permission to use the parking lot and facility since it's all kind of enveloped under the same kind of insurance and out of harm's way or anything?
Dean?
That would be a facility use contract just like other.
Okay.
Okay. That's, I wasn't sure.
That's pending, so okay. Yes, it includes all of the Banfield and parking facilities.
Okay.
And this will be 100% reimbursed just like the German Fest. It wasn't in the motion, but yeah.
And for anyone who doesn't know, that's the Great Ohio Bicycle Adventure. There was a big article in the press this week about it. And they come in and they tour the area. They say Oregon is perfect because we have the park, but we're close to Toledo without a lot of traffic, like to get places. So they use the bicycles to get here, but I assume they use the buses to get other places.
That's still being worked out, the details, but the buses will provide like an outing to the Mud Hens or might provide an outing to Crosstown. If it's raining, we might do a movie in Facet or there's, you know, those are all details still yet to be worked out, but that's mm-hmm. what the buses would be mm-hmm. used for.
Okay, so then we need roll call.
Mrs. Miller?
Yes.
Mr. Zavisky?
Yes.
Mrs. Molnar?
Yes. Disposal of equipment and materials. 76 elements of literature, fourth course, 2 elements of literature, third course, 3 elements of literature, fifth course, and 3 elements of literature, fourth course. May I have a motion, please?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call?
Mrs. Miller?
Yes.
Mr. Zavisky?
Yes.
Mrs. Molnar?
Yes. Superintendent's report.
Thank you, Mrs. Molnar. Just real quick. Yesterday, I sent an email out, I believe it was yesterday, about a land use agreement with the Jerusalem Township folks. Hopefully, you've received that and maybe took a quick look at it. But that's something that hopefully, maybe even tomorrow, we might do a motion for approval. And it's simply a partnership to benefit some of our teachers, Mr. Pfeiffer here being one of them, to use the park or the open land that's behind the township there. And I know the township truly wanted to get that to be explored and used more by someone and partnering with our, it's kind of a wet, I don't know what wetlands, what would you call it? It's an
overgrown
farm field now, but there might be options for Ben and for Meredith Wolf and others to use. So we're not sure exactly how. Actually, I think there's some meetings coming up to maybe talk about it, but we're going to partner with them as long as the board's supportive of that. I know the township already approved it. If it's something that we want to move. So that's awfully nice. I'm thankful that they thought of us that way. And really, our only obligation is $1. And we're going to look at putting up a sign or two that kind of markets it a little bit. Anything else, Mr. Sandwich, that around that? Tomorrow, a group of us are going to a group, when I say a group, administrators, teachers, support staff, and so forth, to attend a presentation by Tim Kite, who's the founder and CEO of Focus 3, which is a culture building program that'll be out at EHOVI. So I'm very excited for this, just to kind of get a group together and see if it's something that we would like to explore and implement down the road here in Oregon schools. So we've got a little bit of background, but fits nicely into some of the things that we've been doing over the last several years. Tomorrow, big ACT day here at Clay for all juniors. All of them will be taking the ACT. So just wanted to make you aware of that. I will be attending the Clay Florida reunion here in a week. So I don't think I'm looking forward to that with the weather pretty excitingly here to get down there. It's been 70, 75 and checking regularly. But also the Clay reunion is always a fun event. It's about a 3 or 4 hour event in the afternoon on the Wednesday of that week. So thank you for that. And you already mentioned GOBA. So I was just gonna put a reminder out, and if anyone would like to volunteer on either or one of those days, on the 20th or 21st, we'll have plenty for you to do. But our benefit for doing this is we will have many of our student youth groups and organizations be able to fundraise for a variety of different activities. So hopefully that will be beneficial. We'll find out. And then there's a couple of upcoming events. The Birdcage Ball is coming up. Fundraiser for the local Oregonians, and the Facet Limelighters have Suzico coming up here in March. So that's my report.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Any old business? Board committee reports. Finance?
Finance committee did not meet.
Capital improvement, health and safety, not here. Policy personnel, we had 40 applicants started for the band director over at Facet. That's out for bid. But we're extending that through March. And there's a movement among the secretaries due to some retirements. We'll go through that next time. Academic?
You already hit on the ACT tomorrow. The end of the third quarter is March 7th, and spring break is scheduled for March 11th through the 15th.
Legislative's not here. Student achievement, I have nothing. Board discussion? Powerlifting. We had 35 boys and girls in that contest. Mm-hmm. The girls took first place and the boys took second. Solo ensemble program was very nice this last Sunday or a week ago. Spaghetti dinner is this week, Thursday. Mm-hmm. And that's all I have. Announcement of special and regular meetings. I have March 19th at 6. Anything else?
Oh, I didn't look at April yet. Did you want the April date while we're here?
Tomorrow night's special meeting.
Special meeting just, tomorrow
which
night.
We have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, I know, but I meant for next month, the normal meeting since we're all here.
The March?
Yeah, that would be the 19th, unless there's something else.
Yeah, uh-huh. That's what
that's
I
what he, that's, yep,
is
that's
what
she
just
said.
Said.
Yep.
I'm so sorry. I'm writing it.
I really do. I do need to be double checked. It's fine.
It's
it was.
It's fine.
I apologize.
It's good. No executive session. Anything else for the good of the Board of Education? Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Roll call.
Mrs. Miller?
Yes.
Mr. Zavisky?
Yes.
And Mrs. Molnar?
Yes. Thank you, everyone, for coming.